Ladies and gentlemen, the Secretary General, the Prime Minister will each have opening statements, and we'll have time for some questions. Secretary General.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It was a pleasure once again to see coming to NATO Prime Minister Berisha, the Foreign Minister, Defense Minister, but also in a broad delegation, distinguished members of the opposition, members of Parliament. I think we had a good meeting for the past 2 hours. And I think I should start by commending Prime Minister Berisha, the government and Albania for the progress made in the different necessary areas needed for reform and needed for the qualification to get an invitation for NATO membership. As you know, those tickets are not being punched yet. No decisions have been made yet on invitations in Bucharest. But at the same time, I should underline that many ambassadors commended Albania for the progress made. What is important? Important is that the reforms become irreversible, that continued efforts will be made, in important areas like judicial reform, electoral reform. Prime Minister Berisha came with a broad delegation to show that great strides have been made in developing a political culture, which was, as you know, in the past a point of concern and criticism. I think the meeting this morning showed that indeed there is a political culture now where government and opposition, of course, have their differences. I mean, that happens in every democracy. But where there's a culture together based on a very broad support for Albania's NATO membership in doing things necessary. Because, as you know, for reforms, sometimes more than just a parliamentary majority is necessary. So political culture is of the essence. It is clear that I, and with me, the ambassadors praised Albania for its participation in ISAF, in Afghanistan, and there's more to come in this regard. Albania's voice of moderation in the region is, I think, also a very important element in this very volatile and tense times in the region. Giving the discussions on the future status of Kosovo, also that is very important indeed. Now, the most important thing is see that Albania can finish the marathon. I used this metaphor before; it was used many times in the meeting as well. I told the Prime Minister in closing the meeting that if Albania would now rest on its laurels, Albania would be wearing them at the wrong place. But I think the ambassadors and I were convinced that Albania is not going to rest on its laurels. That is, it is going the final mile. Reform should be irreversible. I think we've had a good meeting, Prime Minister, a useful meeting. Please say what you have to say.
Welcome. Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. It was a great honor, privilege for me to meet you, and I'm very thankful, and also to address the Council of Ambassadors of NATO members. I came to brief the North Atlantic Council on the Albania's progress in 9th Membership Action Plan cycle. I definitely showed all the progress, all our efforts, and why, and assured the ambassadors that we consider vital Albania as a working democracy, as a working market economy, as a country which has reformed its armed forces in order to achieve NATO requirements, criteria, and to deserve the invitation in Bucharest summit. What it is very positive in my assessment in Albania is a clear evidences of, let's call it, NATO culture, democratic culture, which is the plasma for the consolidation of the reforms. In Albania, government and opposition are working together, pledged publicly. They will take any step, they will pass any law they will make any reform to make the country eligible for the invitation in Bucharest summit. There have been a clear appreciation of our efforts, but there have been a clear demand of the irreversibility of reforms and our efforts. And I pledge that to the audience. It's you, Secretary General, talked about marathon. And I definitely agree that the last mile is not an easy one. No. But I pledge also that we will do every best, and the support that we got today is a great energy and encouragement for us to make it a successful race and to perform better, to present the country in Bucharest summit to be really accountable and eligible for NATO invitation.
First questions there.
Erisa Zuke, Top Channel, for Secretary General. You mentioned three fields: judicial reform, electoral reform, political culture. Do you and the ambassadors of NATO think today that Albania have made real progress on this, and how near we are from this point, with which can be an historical point for Albania and the other two countries? And for the prime ministers, what the Albanian government can do in 2 months in order to convince the NATO that she deserves this invitation? Thank you.
Let me say that and repeat basically what I said, that I think great strides have been made, but Albania isn't there yet. And I've mentioned the issues, I've mentioned the areas, and I've mentioned the key word irreversibility. At a certain stage, NATO will take a political decision, will make up the balance sheet, so to speak. But I say again, let's not take anything for granted, because it's performance-based, and that's final piece, which is still necessary, isn't there yet, but the ambassadors and I have shown confidence that Albania will be able to go the extra mile. But there's no guarantee, no tickets punched, no decisions made.
We are now focused mostly in two major reforms. Judiciary. I expect the law on organization of judiciary, which 2/3 of articles are reviewed by the commission, legal commission of the parliament, in a full consensual spirit, to be passed before the Bucharest summit, to be voted in parliament before the Bucharest summit. I'm sure that before the summit we will reach full agreement on the election reform. I could not tell that all articles will be voted, because it's a process that needs also consultation of ODIHR, OSCE, but what it is crucial is to have the agreement for the system and other matters, and all of us are against Dusk. Dusk became famous as a as a matter of fact in Albania. The phenomenon was a Dusk is an enormous gerrymandering created by splitting the votes for party and votes for candidate, which is not going to happen more.
Next question.
Paul Ains from the Associated Press. Prime Minister, could you tell us if Albania is considering sending more troops to Afghanistan and also to the European Union's mission in Chad? And to Secretary General, could I ask you to comment on the comments by Prime Minister Harper in Canada on the need for more assistance to the troops that they have in Kandahar?
Yes, we are considering to send 2 OMLTs in Afghanistan to help training the military. I met President Karzai last week. He was very happy about. We are working with NATO member countries in order to send our small units. OMLTs are small units. We are considering. We are talking with EU mission to send in Chad also a unit, a company, to help there as well.
My answer would be that I spoke to the Manley panel, the Manley Commission Committee. I saw their report. I saw and noted, of course, Prime Minister Harper's reaction to the report. We wait now for the parliamentary debate in Canada and for the result on the proposals made by the Manley Commission. And you can rest assured that the results of the Canadian parliamentary debate will be taken very seriously in NATO, will be closely followed, as we do in all 26 member states. In other words, let's wait for the parliamentary debate, and then we will certainly have bridges to cross, which we will certainly cross.
Next, there.
Yes. Ernest Bunguri from the Albanian Satellite Television. Secretary General, you have met also the Prime Minister of Croatia, Macedonia. No tickets are punched for the three countries, and this is a performance-based process. But where does Albania stand, if we can compare with these two other countries? Will they all together came in NATO? How far we are really from this decision? And for the Prime Minister, this has been a long run, marathon, done by a reform done by many governments. I'm sure that if we have the invitation, you will say that this was the merit of your government. But if you don't get the invitation, which will be your part of responsibility? Thank you.
Let me start by saying nice try, but I'm not going to answer your question for reasons you will be able to understand. The only thing I can say is, all jokes apart, that as you know, this is performance-based, but it's no package deal. This is based on individual performance, so you cannot start comparing the one with the other. It's based on individual performance, but the question was a very good one. That's the reason, perhaps, why you don't get an answer.
Today I'm here with a very strong representation of the Albanian opposition, which reflects not only the contribution, but also the overall Albanian support to NATO membership. Now, definitely, we spare no effort to deserve the invitation. We lose never our will to be a NATO member, and this is our NATO or our Atlantic orientation could not waver. No, it's a definite one.
Last question.
Whatever the decision.
Last question.
Secretary General, question, Mark John from Reuters. The OSCE's election observation mission has complained about restrictions being placed on its observers in Moscow, both in terms of number and duration. Do you share their concerns that the election in March may not be adequately observed?
Well, my answer would be that I hope it will be adequately observed. And in one of my previous incarnations as chairman of the OSCE a few years ago, I had, of course, a lot to do with ODIHR and with the observation of elections, and I hope that what is relevant for other nations will be relevant for Russia, so that a sufficient number of election observateurs can be sent in. You know the word. Thank you.
I pray that's all we have time for.
Thank you.
Monitors.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.